Dr. Dacia Smith, and definitely one of my favorite all-time Christian hymns or classics, the Hallelujah Chorus, featuring Handel's Messiah. Truly, indeed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ does reign forever. His authority is sovereign and everlasting. And I just look forward to the day when we'll all be in heaven just praising him and not having to deal with the trials and troubles of this world in which we currently live. This is an improvisational show today. I wanted to come before you a couple of days before Christmas. Number one, to wish you a very blessed Merry Christmas. But also to just give a personal testimony about a situation, a disturbing situation that I have been going through this month. So I guess to just sort of bring everybody up to speed, I believe I did tell on the show that Sen and I had the deer accident or whatever December 4th, and it totaled my car. And so being in position to have to get another car and deal with the total loss process on the other car, my son's birthday coming up, it's the Christmas season, it's a lot of excitement and hustle and bustle. I just got really overwhelmed, and I was supposed to wait on God to lead me in the direction of how and where I should get another vehicle, but I did. I took the math in my own hands and very, for me, essentially a bad deal that I got financially. But the blessing in it is that, you know, with God, all is recoverable, and we can get back up. You know, Donnie McPerkin had a song that said, "We fall down, but we get up." And so the beginning of the month started out very rocky for me. Here it is, the end of the month. I'm still dealing with those challenges, but the Lord is carrying me. I'm letting him carry me rather than trying to resist his dad and do it on my own. Because whenever I do it on my own, it ends up in shambles. So I'm claiming my new vehicle. So I'm in the process of letting God lead me to that. But I claimed it already. I know it's going to happen. And that God will take care of the other issues. I've been on some very erratic ups and downs these last couple of weeks with my emotions and other areas. But I have since gotten to that state of could be ready for the blessing. Definitely. So I have to say that I have been very blessed. Actually, last month I went to celebrate a celebratory meeting in the Christmas season. This was requested by a lady who attends the this Hallelujah Chorus, and that's why I thought it would be a great way to open the show today, because we are to sing Hallelujah to our Lord and Savior every day, not just Christmas Day and then the Christmas season, but always, as long as we're on this earth, you know, alive, breathing. And if you have never seen a sick guy, they are. And we got to laugh. But what I realized is that to tell that story of what God can do. I think wherever that is, and whatever country, whatever state, whatever city that we are, right there, even though we can't have that season, and we have to see that there. I knew it was that so that we can see the effort is the problematic issue in the law, where in the end of that year, manifests every day, whether it's a person or a person, or God, thank you. I thank you. I thank God for you. And I pray for you to protect the favor of God in your body here. I want to also pray for those who don't know the Lord, because this time of year, you know, things are very popular. There's things sad and so forth, especially on that. You know, as angry as it is happening to me, as angry as that, you know, setting back something of a spiteful type of nature. You know, today, as I prepared a year of film work this year, like I thought most of it, you definitely get that bothered by it, actually, over the holidays, with your family. With a lot of people that are coming. And I really should have said my name on but I did do that today. And yes, I mean, and just have no regard for that. Then those individuals who choose to do that, you know, are really just guiding their path to this lesson. So I must say that and just pray for those people. Father God in heaven, I come before you, Lord. I come before you, Father God. And I thank you for never turning away from me, never leaving or forsaking me, Father God. Although sometimes you use wisdom, Father God, you're still there to help pick up the pieces and help pick me up. Father God, thank you for carrying me through the rest of my life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who don't know you. I pray for those who are just seeking sin, Father God. And transgressive things. They don't even know any light, Father God. I pray that their life, real light, will be revealed to them, Father God. They can live with you all. Father God, right now, I pray for those who are ill, Lord. I pray for those who may have had a much worse result from a car accident, Father God, and maybe they're in the hospital fighting for their lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, please be with them. I pray, Father God, for those who are traveling, Father God, safe travels for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray right now, Lord, for you to just move my life, Father God, in a powerful and mighty way. I pray right now, officially, Lord, because I pray you to do it, Father. I'm just going to do it. It's already done. Just be the best that you can say. Whatever I need, whatever. I thank you, Father God, for not doing so much. Father God, thank you that this time of year we can be able to reflect on your birth and celebration. What I witnessed the Holy Spirit done. About 38 things to pray for. Number one, peace. Number two, sanity. Number three, patience. Number four, fulfillment. Number five, joy. Number six, hope. Number seven, love. Number eight, wisdom. Number nine, favor. Number 10, grace. Number 11, mercy. Number 12, faith. Number 13, deliverance. Number 14, redemption, piety. Number 18, compassion. Number 19, abundant blessings. Number 20, miracles. Number 21, the second coming. Number 22, lost souls. Number 23, justice. Number 24, my parents. Number 25, my sisters. Number 26, my son, Timothy Paul. Number 27, my fiance. Number 28, my extended relatives and my in-laws. Number 29, my stepdaughter. Number 30, my godparents. Number 31, my godsisters. Number 32, my godbrothers. Number 33, for the present, the here and now. Number 34, for my future. Number 35, God's protection. Number 36, God's direction. Number 37, God's timing. And number 38, God's will. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, and grace, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may stand with hope. Acts 16:31 is a strong believer in Jesus and faith and confidence. He was left hand by faith to be assured that hope for his faith is not being expressed and so done. But these are written so that you can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Mark 9:24, immediately, Father the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes to hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Isaiah 40:6, that they who wait for the Lord come to the saints, they shall not be like even the son of God, they shall be like the saints. Psalm 3:7, the Lord has been here. God, do not fear, only believe. Psalm 112:7, my personal situation. He is not afraid of bad news because he is saying, trust in the Lord. He was loving faith, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. He has done his promise to lead your faith. Father, the God takes reference to that right to the spiritual. John 1:12, but to all who did receive and believe in him, gave the right to become children of God. Romans 5:1, the Spirit is given just by that faith we have crucified through our Lord Jesus Christ. To be given to you, to be given to God, to be able to be John 14:6, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And Philippians 4:6-8, I need to plaster this in big bold letters or font, or if I can find some type of decorated thing to sit illuminated. Philippians 4:6-8, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, and request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which the thought of God is saying, guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, whatever is excellent, it is even worthy of praise. Think about these things. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name, asking to receive what you're doing. So, thank you for the fact that you're brought by faith, not by sight. Mark 9:26 says that you can also just talk to them to believe. I'm just going to speak a few more minutes here because I like it. Christmas days in our last day of the year, the actual Christmas day with the teacher's wife. But before I do that, let me just say this. But even bigger than Jesus, the bigger So that might be, it might be slightly a spiritual, it might be romantic, I think that